From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today, we continue with our Coastline candidate interviews, and on this edition, we'll hear from the three Democrats seeking seats on Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners. There are five members on the board, one representing each district in Brunswick County. The four-year terms are staggered, and elections are held every 2 years. This year, districts 3, 4, and 5 are in play. Nearly 82,000 residents in Brunswick County are white. Almost 9,000 are black, less than 1,000 are Hispanic, and about 3,300 fall into a category called other. The majority of registered voters, 35,000, are Republicans. Unaffiliated voters make up the next largest category at 32,000, and registered Democrats make up the third group at just shy of 27,000. In District 5, Democrat Wes Hickman is challenging Republican incumbent Frank Williams. Wes Hickman is a pharmacist and serves as a consultant for Brunswick County's Drug Treatment Court. Wes Hickman, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And a quick programming note, this first segment is pre-recorded to accommodate Mr. Hickman's schedule. The following two segments are live, and we will take questions from you by phone and email in those next two segments. Wes Hickman, let's start with why you're running for the Board of Commissioners in the first place. What do you think you would bring to local government that no one else does?
I think what I bring to local government is my experience as a businessman, what I've done with my industry. Currently, I'm a pharmacy manager at a CVS in Brunswick Forest in Leland. I'm proud to say currently we are number 5 in the entire nation in our company as far as customer service metrics and profitability. So I want to bring that to local government as well.
And what does that mean? How does that translate into policy?
As far as into policy, with a corporate budget structure, you're very commonly given very little money to do certain things. So I'm used to working under very confined budgetary constraints, which I would like to pass on to government as well. I don't think we need to be having irresponsible spending. Tax values, tax dollars are very, very valuable to us, and I would not like to see them wasted. So I think I can bring that to government.
And along those lines, you've actually lobbed some fairly serious allegations the current administration's way in terms of almost financial mismanagement. You told the Star News that more than $80,000 was wasted by the Economic Development Commission. What do you mean by that?
Well, I actually would like to clarify that statement. I have been educated a little bit since then about that. Those actually were not taxpayer dollars. That was actually donated by various businesses such as ATMC, Brunswick Electric, and businesses such as that, which would be monies that were spent on alcohol and types of things like that that taxpayer money should not be spent on. So I would like to retract that statement as far as that goes because I have been educated on that point there. But there have been other incidences of wasteful spending. If you look at the Holden Beach land purchase, I believe $3.2 million was spent on that piece of property that was formerly owned two hands down from a previous commissioner. So I feel like that kind of expenditure isn't really what's in the best interest of Brunswick County, given the current light of the drug problem in this county. So I think we have areas that we could spend money at in a better, more effective fashion.
Well, talk about economic development for a moment. Are there opportunities that you think the county is missing? Where do you see the opportunities for growth along those lines?
Basically, we need some big jobs in this county. The biggest three employers in the county currently are Duke Power, Brunswick County Schools, and Brunswick County Government. So I don't really think you can have a healthy job base if those are your three biggest job providers in the county. If you look at the Northwest Industrial Park, we have ample opportunity to develop those areas with the multimodal transportation system that's being developed. We're going to have rail running from Wilmington all the way through the northern end of Brunswick County into Charlotte. So we have an opportunity there for having a large number of jobs that could potentially be based out of there. We already have infrastructure that's in there. Water's already run, power's run to it. So all we need are the people to move down here and provide those jobs. So what I'd like to do is provide tax incentives to help bring those industries into this area.
From the county?
From the county, yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like also to try to get the state to try to help out as much as possible. I don't think it should be entirely shouldered on the county. But if we can do things to say, give them a tax cut from the county level, but say that 80% of the employees live in Brunswick County, I think we can recoup some of those losses. So it would be hopefully a net gain to us as the county, having more people who live here, a larger tax base from the residential side, and providing cuts for businesses.
So what would you say to people who are philosophically opposed to the idea of financial incentives, because they say that's government picking winners and losers? What do you say to that?
To a point, it kind of is. I can see where that is a valid concern, but the current way we're doing things isn't working. Brunswick County is a retirement community currently, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm very happy to say I definitely serve a lot of those people that are retired that come down here as a pharmacist. But the current way isn't working, and we need to start doing something different. If you look at the film industry, the state cut the tax benefits to them, and the film industry left for Georgia. So that impacted the Wilmington area. So you can see where those types of incentives do have benefit and potential harm if you do take them away, if you look at Wilmington as a case study.
Have you ever held elected office before?
No, I actually have not. I'm proud to say I'm a newcomer to the race.
And how did this emerge? What made you say, this needs to be me, I'm doing this?
There's a few things. I think as you get a little older, you start to understand you just can't complain about everything in life. You have to actually do a little bit of hard work to try to change the world. I always believe in the mantra, you know, be the change you want to see in the world, and that's what I'm trying to do. I believe also being a father has changed my point of view as well, because I have a responsibility to future generations, and I see my child growing up, and I see the current condition of the Brunswick County schools. I think we can do better. I have a lot of friends that went to Hoggard and the New Hanover County school system, and they had quite a leg up on me at UNC Chapel Hill. They had my best friend actually still lives in Wilmington. He had almost 30 credits going into UNC Chapel Hill, where at West Brunswick, I took as many AP classes that were offered, and I only had, I believe, 15. And that was a shortfall, I believe, with the Brunswick County school system, something we can do better.
So what do we need to do with the Brunswick County school system? We have low-performing schools like Jesse May Monroe Elementary and Supply Elementary, I think, and there are a couple of middle schools. What does the Brunswick County Board of Commissioners need to do to help the school system?
Well, the biggest thing we're responsible for, I believe, is capital improvement and capital needs. That's something I would urge everybody to vote yes on the school bond come November 8th, or early voting if you have not already voted. That's something that's very important. I would like to point out something that my opponent, Frank Williams, said in the Star News, I believe it was about 6 or 7 months ago, in relation to the school bond. He said he didn't want to spend $22 million, or he's questioning the expenditure of $22 million on the Town Creek Middle School, saying he didn't want a Rolls Royce when a mid-level Chevy would do. I don't know about you listeners out there, but I don't think $22 million for a middle school that is vastly needed in that area is a Rolls Royce by any means. We're talking about the future of our children, the future of our society, basically. If we don't educate our children, we're going to be in serious peril come 20, 30 years down the future. So things that as a commissioner I can do, I'd like to reiterate, we can build schools, we can help alleviate overcrowding, and give them a 21st century learning environment.
You're listening to Coastline Today. We're talking with the Democratic candidates for Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners. In this segment, we're meeting Wes Hickman, who is challenging Republican incumbent Frank Williams for the seat in District 5. Wes Hickman, on your campaign Facebook page, you cite a verse from the book of Genesis as your favorite quotation. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." What does that mean to you, and why is it your favorite?
Basically, it means that we are the keepers of the planet. We have a responsibility to make sure that future generations have this beautiful creation that God's given us. I feel like the environment is one of the most important things. It's the biggest draw to this area. Tourism is the biggest draw to this area. I do feel like it's our biggest industry. So I feel like we have a responsibility to help preserve that, and that's why I feel like that's one of my more favorite Bible verses.
Where do you stand on offshore drilling?
I am 100% opposed to offshore drilling. I don't think we need to be focusing on the power plants of the 20th century. We need to be looking forward to the 21st century. If you look at things like Elon Musk, he is doing wonderful things with solar energy, battery development, electric cars. We need innovators like that in this world that are going to help drive our future away from the types of fuels that are going to be polluting our planet. I think if you look, just as a side note, at the $1 or 2 trillion that was spent during the Iraq War, if we spent that kind of money on infrastructure to make ourselves energy independent, truly energy independent from the Middle East, I think you'd see a much better world over the last 10 to 15 years that we could be living in right now instead of the quagmire that we have right now currently, both militarily and socially with the Muslim population. We have could definitely step away from that over the past 10 years if we would have made some wise choices as far as that goes.
So as a Brunswick County Commissioner, how does your respect for the environment translate into your role in that capacity? If you were elected, what would you be doing to preserve the environment?
Well, first, I wouldn't be passing worthless resolutions like the current commission did that didn't support or that supported offshore drilling. I wouldn't be focusing on those kind of things. I would make the opposite statement and then let it go and move forward. Basically, as an advocate to state and federal entities, I would be talking to them. But as far as what I can do here locally, things I would like to see are development of offshore fishing reefs, things such as that. We could possibly purchase old boats, old train cars, things such as that, and sink them off the coast to develop natural fishing areas for as a tourist draw to this area. I feel like that's something that would be a wise expenditure of our money and help further fund the tourist industry in this area.
So then when you, going back to economic development, is there anything, does Brunswick County need to develop some sort of vision or policy to balance what tourism brings to that economic picture versus what heavy industry might bring? Does Brunswick County need to develop a balance? Do you ever get concerned about the kinds of industries that might arrive in Brunswick County?
Yeah, of course. You definitely don't want to see a Titan cement, you know, company coming in here and damaging our environment. I think we need to be conscious of what kind of industries that we give incentives to. If I were commissioner, I would definitely favor those along the clean manufacturing, green energy, things such as that. Those are things I would hopefully be pushing for as your county commissioner.
And of course, there's the downside of that is what some might call a quagmire in New Hanover County, which is now people say because we haven't taken a balanced approach to economic development and sort of an all-industry approach, now New Hanover County is no longer on the site selector list.
Right.
Is that something you've thought about?
To be honest with you, no. I have not thought about that as far as a possible downfall. I will acknowledge that is a possible downfall there. You have to take a balanced approach to most things in life. It's always the kind of yin and yang. You have to look at both sides of the issue. I would like to focus on the clean, green industry. If we can get some type of warehouse facilities, light manufacturing, as long as it's not directly harming our environment, I would be in favor of trying to bring those kind of jobs. I just think with what we have with our tourism industry and the environment that we have, it's more important to protect that. That's more valuable than money.
What's it like to be a Democratic candidate in a predominantly Republican area?
It's interesting. I actually grew up Republican. My family is predominantly Republican, but when I went to UNC Chapel Hill, I kind of changed my views. I was in a liberal arts college, so you do get opened up to a broad variety of different ideas and things like that. So I think that kind of gives me a good, well-rounded, moderate view, I would say. I do feel there are some things that are Republican that I agree with. I actually went to the Donald Trump rally, and I did hear one thing that he said that I 100% agree with. He's talking about veterans benefits and how we could say that every veteran that leaves service, we could present a card to them, and they can go to any doctor in the country and have their bills taken care of. I think that is something I could get behind. So I do view myself as more of a moderate, but being a Democrat in Brunswick County is a very – it's an interesting prospect. You know, you do what you can. You get told no a lot, but you keep fighting the good fight.
And very quickly, we just have a minute or so left. The state fire marshal has put the Leland Volunteer Fire Department on probation for not having sufficient staff to serve its jurisdiction. It's become sort of complicated. There's a county review underway
there
now.
Is.
But what would you do to sort of restructure the way Brunswick County residents are served by fire departments?
Well, I can say I have firsthand example of this. My father-in-law is a volunteer firefighter for Boiling Spring Lakes. And it, just going around and talking to the fire chiefs like I have, they're definitely underserved. They need more. And if everybody on the ground is telling you you need more, we need to do something about that. We have a responsibility to take care of our volunteer firefighters and our paid firefighters. Things that I would like to do, I think we need to go away from the current system that we have currently. It should be based off the value of your home. I feel like that if you own a $200,000 home, you should have a flat fee associated with that. If you have a $2 million home, you should be responsible for a little more, but the same proportion. It should be like our property tax structure. I think that's how we should go, that it fairly distributes the burden on the population. If you can afford to buy a $2 million house, you should have to pay a little more as far as to take care of our fire departments, and that's something we grossly need. But I would like to add that it would probably lower our fire insurance as well, so it would be a wise investment.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews on 91.3 FM. Wes Hickman, Democratic candidate for Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
When we return after the break, we'll meet the two other Democratic candidates in this race, and those upcoming segments are live, so get your questions ready and call us on this Thursday at 910-343-1138 or email your question to coastline@whqr.org. The phone lines are now open. You're listening to Coastline. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today, we're meeting the Democratic candidates for Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners. William Flythe is seeking the seat in District 3. He's challenging Republican incumbent Pat Sykes. Dr. Flythe is a retired chemist who worked for 20 years at Pfizer ADM in the lab. Later, he taught chemistry, physics, and physical science at North Brunswick High School. He has served on Brunswick County's planning board, and he was the treasurer of the Brunswick County Democratic Party. William Flythe, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm glad to be here today.
If you'd like to ask your own question on this live Thursday edition, give us a call now at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Dr. Flythe, why are you running for Board of Commissioners in Brunswick County? What do you think you bring to local government that no one else does?
Thanks for asking that question, Rachel. I decided to run for a seat on the Brunswick County Board of Commissioners because of a series of poor decisions made by the current board. First, they paid twice the tax value for a parcel of land in Holland Beach that would be used for a nature park, $3.5 million versus $1.7 million of tax value on the books. Secondly, they voted not once but twice in support of a resolution for seismic testing and offshore drilling for oil and gas. And, of course, I only recently indicated another concern that I had, a serious concern, that is we have more than $10 million of delinquent tax payments on the books that we have not collected over the past 4 years or so. And we need to aggressively go after those land developers and speculators. I'm well qualified to be a member of the board because I have a diverse background. I taught, as you said, at North Brunswick High School for a number of years and also have some college experience in terms of teaching. I also spent, as you say, more than 20 years as a chemist and senior laboratory supervisor at Pfizer, which is a Fortune 100 company. And more importantly, you also mentioned that I served on the planning board in Brunswick County. And during this time, Rachel, Brunswick County was not the 14th fastest growing county in the state, but in the whole country. So I gained valuable experience, you know, during that time.
What was that period of time? What were the years of your service?
2006 through 2011.
And let's take apart some of those issues that you mentioned about why you're running. So it sounds like you feel, especially with the Holden Beach property, you're saying that the county paid nearly double for the land compared to the tax value of the land on the books, what you think it was worth. Was that oversight or was that something more sinister?
Well, my mom taught me that if you didn't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it all. So I've been somewhat reluctant to indicate. Of course, many of the county citizens already know that this land was owned no more than a year or so prior to this sale. It was owned by the previous chairman of the Brunswick County Board of Commissioners. So I hate to use the word fishy, but that's something questionable, I put it that way, in terms of the land purchase. And since I served on the planning board, I understood that the price or the value of land is dependent on location, your real estate location, location, location. It's also dependent on your plans for this land. If they had planned to build, say, sell it eventually to a developer where you would have numerous housing units on this land, then, of course, you know it's when you divide it into so many parcels, that increases the value. But that was not the case. The plan was to use it as a nature park. And in the case of a nature park, more than likely you have no more than just a few benches. So it didn't make any sense.
So then when you think about your time on the planning board and how you really became aware of how fast this county is growing, Brunswick County, what do you think that county commissioners need to be mindful of as we move forward? What does the county need to plan for in the future that they're not currently perhaps looking at as closely as they should?
Well, of course, I happen to be on the board during the time when we were upgrading what we call updating the Unified Development Ordinance, which is a county document. And this quite often was based upon the state document, CAMA, Land Use Plan, Coastal Area Management Act. And, of course, one of the things that I would like to do shortly after I join the board is to review the state document and then update the county document, UDO, Unified Development Ordinance. And I might add one of the frustrating periods during the time that I served on the board was the first half of 2009. During the fall of October 2009, the UDO was in restricted regulations that would have been a benefit to future owners and not to the developers, land developers. We had to schedule not one, our usual once per month meeting, but two meetings per month in order to approve all of the plans that these developers were submitting. Why were they doing this? Because they wanted to get their plans approved before the stricter UDO that was being updated would go into effect in the fall of 2009. And I'm sitting there, this is not right. But, of course, they had the right to get these plans approved under the older document. And now I suspect that some of these same developers who are not paying their tax bill expect us, you know, to pay their gambling debt. They gamble on the real estate boom prior to our recession and loss. And we should not, as citizens, have to pay their bill.
And you're saying there is on the books in Brunswick County an outstanding collective tax bill of $10 million?
About $11 million if you go back maybe 8 or 10 years. But let's not even concentrate on the past 10 years. Let's just concentrate on the last 4 or 5 years. The fiscal years, okay, this last fiscal year, 2015 to 2016, I get my tax bill in August, but then I do not become delinquent as long as I pay the bill before January, okay? And then I understand they have a policy where you're allowed up until maybe June to pay this bill, June of the next year. And if you do not, then you would be considered delinquent. And so this past year, we still had $3.5 million on the books. Go back another year, $2.5 million. Another year, $1.5 million.
Do you have a comparison to other counties? I mean, is that something that would be considered normal and reasonable? Do you know where we stand?
I'm sure that the adjoining counties do not have a tax bill that's so high, you know, percentage-wise, because we have a lot of developments in Brunswick County, and I'm sure that most of the delinquent taxes are owed by these developers and land speculators. And we don't really have to go back, compare with other counties. We can just go back and take the let's look at the last 10-year period. All right. Let's look at the last 5 years versus the previous 5 years. And during that previous 5-year period in Brunswick County, we're looking at delinquent taxes that were no more than maybe $100,000 or $200,000, you see. And again, you say, well, we had a recession. But during the past 5 years, we have recovered from this recession, not only in the country, but in Brunswick County as well. So that's no justification.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're talking with Democratic candidate for Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners in District 3, William Flythe. If you'd like to ask a question on this Thursday, you can give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. We have an email question. This person writes, my question is about the coastline. I have a home on the coast in Oak Island. I often hear the argument that the town and county shouldn't do anything to help protect the coastline and oceanfront homes. I've also heard that the county and municipalities are considering a tiered tax where homes closer to the ocean would pay a little more than the inland owner, and that the increased revenue would go for beach and dune renourishment. The question is, how much of county growth comes from tourism to the beaches, and what would happen if we didn't protect the coastline?
Oh, it would be devastating to our county economy is if we did not have the tourist trade. I just use the previous fiscal year, 2015, as an example. Visitors to Brunswick County spent more than $500 million. And I don't suspect, I know that the income came from visitors who were coming to the beaches. And I feel that it should be a joint effort in terms of maintaining or protecting our natural resource, primarily the beaches. And, of course, we should have our commissioners to work with the local municipalities to come up with a good plan, a balanced plan in terms of financing beach renourishment, because not only the towns but the county benefit as well from these tourist dollars. We had an agreement, I think it was in Holden Beach, where the city manager presented a very good presentation on beach renourishment. And I think it was a good plan, but I do not think it was appropriate for our county commissioners to approve some financial, I guess it's almost like a guarantee. And I got the impression that if Holden Beach failed to pay for this beach renourishment plan, then our county would have to pay that bill. And I don't think that was appropriate. Why? Because, as they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're going to do this for Holden Beach, then you have to do it for the other towns. And I don't think we'll have the funds to do that.
Okay, we have just a few minutes left, so I want to get to two things briefly. What other opportunities, aside from tourism and the growth of that, do you see for economic growth in the county? How does the county need to grow?
It should have a balanced economy. We should not depend just solely on tourism. And I believe that we should pursue companies like solar energy and wind energy farms. And I was happy that the board approved zoning change not too long ago, within the past month, in which they would allow a solar energy company to come to this county. And we should develop the industrial park on 7476. We have a lot of land there, and I'm sure that it would work. And I wanted to indicate that one of the ways that we can draw industry into this area, clean energy and other things that not necessarily related to tourism, is to pass this $152 million school bond. Why? Because a skilled workforce will give incentive for the companies to come to this area.
So you think the improvement of the Brunswick County school system is in itself an incentive for companies to move here?
I strongly support that. And in the case of Brunswick County citizens, I heard one gentleman tell me when I was working the polls the other day that he didn't vote for the school bond because he doesn't have any children in the system. And I want to indicate and make the point that all Brunswick County citizens have a vested interest because you need a skilled person who's fixing your car, giving you the x-ray technician, x-ray, or, you know, fixing the air conditioner in the home. So you need that.
Just a minute or so left. Mm-hmm. You are very involved in initiatives to help the youth in Brunswick County. Mm-hmm. There's one in which you teach STEM curriculum to minority students. Tell us about that.
I've been involved with Rockham, Regional Council for the Advancement of Minorities in Engineering for around 30 years, both when I was teaching at North Brunswick High School and then when I retired, I continued to work with this organization to primarily give them an incentive to go into science, technology, engineering, and math fields. And a lot of time is spent training the kids to program robots and also build electrical circuits. Get ready for a jamboree.
Okay. You are listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Dr. William Flythe, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Today, we're talking with the Democratic candidates for Brunswick County's Board of Commissioners. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Brenda Faye McMillan, who is seeking her first term as the commissioner from District 4 in Brunswick County. If you'd like to ask her a question, give us a call now during this live Thursday show at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. You're listening to Coastline. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. In Brunswick County's District 4, the incumbent decided not to run again, which means a newcomer will take the seat. Yesterday, we met Republican Mike Forte. Today, we meet Democrat Brenda Faye McMillan, who is taking her second run at this office. She worked for 32 years at the Department of Social Services, and that, she says, gives her a special understanding of the needs of seniors and people who are disabled. Brenda Faye McMillan, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for having me here today.
If you'd like to ask her a question, you can call us on this Thursday at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Brenda Faye McMillan, start by telling us why you want this seat. Why are you running for this office? What do you think you bring that no one else does?
As you said earlier, I ran for this seat previously back in 2012, but during that time I was taking care of my mother. I realized there was a disconnect in what was needed for seniors and disabled adults and what was actually available in Brunswick County. I want to do what's best, not only for the seniors and disabled, but for everybody that resides in Brunswick County. And I would like to do that by making certain that they have all the resources that are necessary for them to have a good life, because we are only passing through, and it's important that we have what we need to be happy while we're here.
What resources do you think are not available that should be, that the county should be providing?
One of the resources I really think is needed are jobs. There are lots of people in my community, as well as other areas in the county, where individuals are unemployed or underemployed. In order for a person to be able to sustain themselves, they must have adequate income. Instead of being somebody that is a liability to the revenue system, they could be contributors. So we could evenly spread out what's needed throughout the county. Now, there are lots of senior citizen centers in the county, but there's a definite need for other types of resources for disabled adults and for senior citizens. I would like to make sure that the interest of every individual is considered, regardless of their political affiliation, regardless of their socioeconomic level. And having worked 30-plus years as a social worker with children, adults, families, I know what it is to be without, because I've seen it on the front line. Sometimes we think we know what people want. Sometimes we think we know what people need. But until we actually have a dialogue with them, we're really at a loss. And that's one thing that I bring to the table. I'm open-minded. I'm empathetic. And I want to do what's in the best interest of the county residents as well as the county itself, which means I don't want to see anything happen to Brunswick County to cause it to be in disrepair.
And what kinds of things are you seeing that happening now? Is Brunswick County falling into a state of disrepair?
When I grew up in the county, we used to have what was termed as road scrapers. There were lots of roads in the county that were not paved. And there were opportunities for those roads to be leveled as much as possible to prevent unnecessary wear and tear on vehicles. That's one thing that I would like to see occur, as well as in some areas, children have to walk extreme distances, which puts them at risk. And in some of those instances, particularly on the southern end of the county, it's because the road is in such disrepair that the school buses are not allowed to go in them. I'm thinking back to when I worked, and it brings to mind some situations in which we had clients who needed certain services, particularly home health workers. And before the workers could go in, the company mandated that conditions were brought up to a certain level. So even though I had the title of social worker and I did perform adequately and admirably in that position, there were times when I had to roll up my sleeves and put on my everyday clothes, as they say, and get a broom, a mop, and whatever was necessary to bring the home up to the standard where other people could come in and do what was necessary. So I know what it is to work in whatever capacity is necessary to get the job done.
So you mentioned when I asked you about resources and what resources Brunswick County really needs, you mentioned jobs first. What opportunities do you see for economic growth, and how can the County Board of Commissioners facilitate that growth? There is an Economic Development Commission. How are they doing?
The Economic Development Commission has been merged with the Planning Department. I was very disappointed to learn that that had occurred because, as I said earlier, there are lots of unemployed and underemployed individuals in the county. I realize that the Planning Department and Economic Development Department have some things in common and need to work together, but in order to facilitate jobs, the Economic Development Department needs to be a separate entity. While I was on the campaign trail, I came in contact with a young lady who made reference to employment opportunities that were available in an area that she lived in previously. And it was like, oh, this is a light bulb moment. She said there was a pamper factory in the area, and the jobs paid well. They paid livable wages. And I thought, here in Brunswick County, we have lots of senior citizens, and periodically some of them have health deteriorations and need the incontinence supplies. So as long as we live and life continues as it has in the past, we're going to have babies and we're going to have disabled adults. So why not check out the economic possibility and the environmental impact of having that type of facility here in Brunswick County? When I graduated from high school, DuPont was one of the main industries in the county, and I had an opportunity to work there. And compared to the wages that I earned when I was doing farm work, I thought I was sitting on top of the world as far as income is concerned. So that's the kind of thing that I would like to see available for everybody here in Brunswick County.
How do you go about luring, say, I'm not sure if it's Procter & Gamble, but one of those large companies that makes diapers? And you know, how do you lure them here? That's something that the Economic Development Commission has worked at for a long time, and there have been some near misses. Do you know what's missing sort of in the puzzle that Brunswick County is trying to offer these larger companies?
From what I understand, some of the companies were not able to come to the county because the infrastructure that was needed for them to operate on such a mass scale was not available. As far as transportation, water and sewer, those are some areas that the county definitely needs some improvement in, because when we have those types of things available, we can do what's necessary for those companies to even consider us initially.
One of the things that you mentioned on your website was grant funding for water projects. And you said that one of the reasons you wanted to run is because you want to make sure there's clean drinking water available for everybody. Where in the county is that an issue? And what does the county need to do about that?
That seems to be a problem throughout the county. I was in Leland, and there was a gentleman outside of a business. I won't say the name of the business, but he indicated that there was a problem with the drinking water in his area, and that was in the Leland end of the county. People who are out in the most rural areas of the county, many of them do not have access to public water. Now, in the municipalities, that's a different thing. When I go to the different stores and I see individuals struggling to lift gallons of water or the 24 or whatever the amount of water is in those cases, it makes me shudder to think that we have elected officials who have not taken the steps to make certain that all of the citizens are represented well. Whenever a person pays their tax dollars, regardless of where they live, they need to have some of the same courtesies that people who are in different situations have.
So what you're saying is the county has not expanded its water infrastructure far enough, and there is a whole population of people on well water who don't have, from those wells, they're not getting clean, safe drinking water.
That is correct. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to tap into the county's water system. And having lived in Southport, having lived in the Shallotte area, I knew it was in my best interest to be able to tap into that water source. Some of my neighbors who live less than a block away have not been afforded that opportunity to decide whether or not they will tap into the system. And that's something that troubles me, because I care about people and I want people to have the same opportunities that I have, because this is America. Why not make everything possible for everybody that we grew up with or people that have moved here? Because, as I said before, we're just here for a short period of time.
Okay, I don't want to spend too much more time on this issue, but I want to be clear. You said your neighbor, who is just a few blocks away, couldn't tap into the county's water system. Is that because the infrastructure isn't close enough to your neighbor's home? Is it because your neighbor doesn't have the resources to tap in?
The reason that I was told by the public utilities director was the water pressure was not sufficient to run in that particular area. I don't know what kind of substations can be put in different areas of the county, but it's certainly something that, as a commissioner, I would be interested in learning more about and perhaps even helping the individual reach out and do things. I don't want to micromanage anybody and will not micromanage anybody, but I believe that nobody knows everything. And whenever we have some knowledge that can help to make someone else's life better, we need to, in a respectful way, provide that.
There is a $152 million school bond question on the ballot for Brunswick County voters. Do you support that?
I definitely support the school bond because education is the key. Regardless to where your station in life is in the very beginning, with the proper educational tools, with the proper resources, a person can move from one level to the next, or a person can remain in whatever level they need to be in order to have what I term a good life.
The state fire marshal has put the Leland Volunteer Fire Department on probation for not having sufficient staff to serve its jurisdiction. There is a county review underway, but this is more than just a public safety issue. It's a potentially financial issue for residents if they see their homeowners' insurance rates go up over this. Do you have any ideas for making the fire departments in Brunswick County more effective and accountable?
As a young adult, I lived in the Winnable Fire District, and we had fundraisers, which were not only fundraisers, but served as a social outlet. I think sometimes when we take into consideration that people are not necessarily the best person for the job, instead of playing favorites, we need to be objective in our decision-making of selecting people for jobs. And if a person is not effective in a position, then we need to do whatever is necessary to bring them up to the level they need to be, or to try to find another area that is naturally their niche, or in some cases, a pink slip may be necessary. I'm sorry, but that's the way I view it.
And very quickly, there's an opioid epidemic that is affecting Brunswick County. What do the county commissioners need to do about that? Anything?
I think the county commissioners need to listen to Wes Hickman. He's a pharmacist in the Brunswick Forest area, and he has lots of ideas concerning how to manage that epidemic.
That's this edition of Coastline. Brenda Faye McMillan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks also to Democratic candidates William Flythe and Wes Hickman. Remember, one-stop voting runs through November 5th. You can find a list of early voting sites at whqr.org. Coastline's executive producer is Cleve Callison. Producer is Isabel Shepherd. Technical director is Ken Campbell. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at whqr.org or get the podcast from the iTunes store. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.